It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani dumelangapsheni molweni, bonjour. Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Definitely, if you're listening to us now, we are in spring, baba. It is nice. The weather patterns have begun to change. But even if the weather patterns have begun to change, I'm still the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator. Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. And in the spirit of spring, another human being who sprang into beauty all of a Sunday is the most beautiful, gorgeous, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time to describe her. I'm telling you, things are getting shorter and shorter and shorter as far as her is concerned. Otsumi, hello.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
I'm happy, man. There's a
I can tell.
There's an energy in the air. And it's just there's life, you know. Yes, honestly, COVID, but there's just a renewed sense of hope that spring will spring into action, new positivity.
There's a sense of anticipation that I'm feeling lately.
I don't know if it has to do with the new song that Zexfantini dropped.
I think it does. Like, it just lifted all our spirits, you know?
Yeah, ki Osama vet. Osama vele. Like, all of a sudden, out of the orange. But, one of the things that you can definitely jump into, and there is so much life into, is our social media platforms where you can interact with us. Nixhumane nathi. Today's topic, ne? I want to say before Khumi gives us the 411, it is not for sensitive viewers.
Not at all.
It is not for sensitive viewers. No. It's catch your breath type of shows today. Khumi, what are we talking about today?
So today we are throwing it back to the Sun Readers once again. Mm-hmm. And this time around, we want to know what is your worst sexual experience or your least favorite sex position.
Yeah.
Because there's always that position where once the leg goes in a certain way, you're like, whoa.
It's not working.
Whoa, not today. Whoa, I'm a bit. Like, there's always that one.
Wait, no.
Like, it's just not work. It's no. It doesn't make the pots happen.
Yeah, it's like Randall will say, it's a no from me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make the pots happen at all.
We're talking about your least favorite sex position, a.k.a. your worst sex position, a.k.a. sex position that doesn't bring any sort of sexual gratification. And again, as Khumi said, it is not about us, it's about you. We asked for our viewers to share some of their experiences on our social media platforms and through our voice notes. My goodness gracious me.
Exciting, sizzling stuff.
Remind me to talk about the females as far as this is concerned. Remind me to unpack that. But it's about you. We're going to be listening to you, and we're going to then play a couple of voice notes, have a conversation in between, and play a couple of voice notes. So we've got quite a few that people then sent to us. And let us first listen to our first voice note, which sounds a little bit like this.
Hi, I'm Lou and the team. My worst sex position is missionary. I say missionary because it'll depend on what the guy is doing. So I can't have my legs dangling all the time in the air for the longest time, and the guy is literally not pleasuring me. So that would be missionary because the guy's dick is very small. And when I say small, meaning that I do not feel anything, there is nothing stimulating that he's doing except that my legs are starting to shake and I'm getting into pain. So yeah, missionary, because the guy's dick is small, so he needs to reach a spot, but he's not reaching any spot because he's not doing anything with a small dick of his.
Bantu benkosi.
In this instance, X does not mark the spot.
So in this missionary position, it's virtually mission impossible.
Yeah, it's a mission for her. Like, and for me, if you're not a missionary, is one of those. I don't feel like doing anything hectic tonight, so let's just do this
and get it over and done with.
Get it over with, and then carry on with Allah. Like, it's for me, it's one of the most comfortable, comfortable and easiest positions there is.
Yeah, but also,
you know, but you can also make it exciting.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I personally think, and I understand, you know, missionary position or missionary related sex positions require is very reliant on stimulation, right? So
yeah.
I can imagine if the guy is not really gifted in her context, it then becomes a tad of a challenge because you are in a position where you're reliant on a phallic structure to touch that particular G-spot. And if it cannot be, it is really a physically draining exercise for the female because she is in a position where she's exerting herself physically.
But
right?
But my thing is, yes, the name of the position is missionary, and missionary means standing still, right? But it doesn't mean that you have to do it like a 1950s housewife.
Okay.
And just lie there.
I see.
You know. Ishalotrodimu, man.
Yeah, change.
Like, turn to the side.
More
you
understand.
Know what I mean? Like, do something. Yeah. You can't just lie there just because it's missionary.
Yeah, guys.
And expect to experience fireworks. Nah, baby.
Be like a flexible, like a FlexiSave account and be flexible, Liman.
You know, like something, you know. Yeah. And I like what she said that, you know, sometimes she has her legs up in the air, but then still I feel anything because, well, you know.
Yeah, but I understand also.
Efficiency.
Yeah, hence, again, go. I mean, if you visit www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle, we talked about the different types of 4.5s, penises. And the curved ones become very beneficial in this instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because not all penises, aka 4.5s, are the same.
Exactly.
So then it is solely then reliant on how, if you are going to change this protractor into a 90 degrees, 30 degrees, 180 degrees, it's going to, some 4.5s are not, they're not bent. Some of them are just straight. So I think, hence you were saying, you know, try and adapt if you can. But if you can't, then it's not for you.
And you know, to the sister who sent the voice note, Are you know, the brother had a deficiency of sorts.
Yes.
There are so many positions you can try if you are faced with that kind of
dilemma.
You know, there are so many positions where you will get satisfied.
Yeah.
I think, like all of us, all women, have been in a situation where, you know, you're having sex and you're like, marawa short. You know, but you make do until you
get the lemonade.
Yeah.
You make, yeah. I mean, when lemons, you make lemonade. Okay, let's listen to two more voice notes, and then we will, again, be interactive with you.
For me, it has to be the doggy. I really don't like it. I find it to be such an emotionally disconnected position. So, yeah, the doggy style has to be it for me. It really doesn't.
I wouldn't say I have had the worst sex position. I've had the worst sexual experience, which was someone putting a damn tongue on my ear. Yo, it was the worst. I left the bed. I went to go sleep in the couch because I was just like, I was just like, nah. Why do people put their tongue in people's ears? Like, no, man. So in terms of sex position, let me see. I don't know. I feel like missionary for for gay people, it's just, I don't know, it's the worst. I don't know, I feel like I've had, I've had the worst missionary experience, yeah. I don't know, man, I don't know if I'd, like, yeah, I feel like the missionary position was the worst for me. I think, I don't know if, because I don't know if I wasn't prepared. Because, you know, with gay sex, you need to prepare, you need to douche. And I feel like it was such an unexpected, visit or unexpected. Someone is calling you, like, unexpectedly. It's like, okay, I'm coming now. Like, you understand? So it was one of those, you understand? So I wasn't prepared. So I don't know. It was just the worst thing, Jay. Like, and you know, like when you know on Instagram, when you meet someone, when you like see someone's picture, né? Then you meet them in real life, it's just like, oh my gosh, nah, I didn't expect this. So I don't know if it was like it summed up all of that into that position, into that mission. So it was until that, after that experience, I hated missionary. So yeah, I don't know if it was the person or I wasn't prepared, like in jail.
You know,
I totally had the worst experience, eh?
Maybe to that person's defense, it was an expectations thing. Because if you listen to this voice note, and it happens, I suppose, right?
It does.
Sometimes it's not because you were off. In terms of your sexual prowess on that day. It's just that there were other social factors. And next week, we're going to be talking to Dr. Zenda about communication as far as sex is concerned, verbal and nonverbal communication, and the importance thereof. So there are so many things to factor in when you talk about sex, you know, because I personally think, are you physically attracted to the person counts? You know, do you envision, because there was one sexologist once said that with females, that is, they need to have had sex with you before they have sex with you. So if they cannot find you appealing in their brain or in their mind.
Yeah, because we imagine it. I imagine what having sex with you might feel, you know, and by the time we get to the actual deed, I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm done. And then you might maybe surprise me or disappoint me.
But you...
Or it might just be one of those experiences, you're like,
okay.
You know, it's nothing to write home about. You know, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't exciting.
Good as well.
It wasn't exciting either, you know. But I agree. Women, yes. Before we get to the actual deed, oh, I'm done. If I need to go in. You know, and then once we get to it, it's kind of like, oh, he exceeded my expectation.
Yeah, but
or
it became.
Yes, I was. It's not what I thought it would be.
Would be, and I suppose maybe that's what the guy maybe experienced.
But I felt him on the ear thing.
What the hell?
Like, guys, just because there are holes in my body doesn't
mean... No, man, guys, ew.
You do not need to fill every hole in my body.
I am for foreplay. I'm for. All things exciting, but
listen, I wash my ears literally every day when I take a bath. But still, I don't want somebody's tongue in there.
No,
because now you might also kind of expect me to do it, and there's no way I'm going near anybody's ears.
No, other than
unless it's to help you wash them.
I think it's safe just to maybe kiss there behind.
Yeah. Nibble.
Nibble.
Fellas, you can nibble the ear.
Yeah, man, not.
But do not stick your tongue.
Yeah, no. Again, I tend to, and I probably, because people are going to ask, what about Lou and Homi? I tend to agree with the lady who spoke first before the guy about doggy. Me, these days, like any other food, you will khalela a certain thing. There'll be days where I will feel like having doggy, right? But I agree. It is, for me, a position or any position where You're not facing one another. For me, it is a position where I feel like intimately there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
I personally love, hence I said next week we're going to talk about the importance of communication, verbal and nonverbal, when it comes to sex. I want you to, and it's just with everything, I want you to look at me, right? Mm-hmm. Whether I'm talking to you, whether I am intimate with you, I want us to.
But I get where you're going.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side.
Okay.
Sex on its own is an intimate act.
Yep.
But that does not mean that we have to be intimate every time we have sex.
True.
You know, there are those days, especially when you've been with somebody
for the longest.
For a long time. There are those days where you just feel like being absolutely wild.
True.
And throwing caution to the wind and just stepping outside of yourself for a while, you know, and trying new things. So for me, doggy, it can be intimate, but there are days where if it's not intimate, I'm not going to be, you know,
rushing to
curled up in the shower crying myself, or, oh my gosh, me and my person went, nah. Maybe that in that moment,
yeah,
there really was just, you know, that animalistic kind of passion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sometimes it can be intimate, but other times
it
won't be, and you must allow.
Yeah, I fully agree. Hence, I said when I started, there are days where you feel like you. That's a
exactly.
There are those days, but it's not. I won't say it's the worst, but it's not. In the hierarchy of my favorites, it would not be at the top of that. Okay, let's listen to a couple of other voice notes as well.
Okay, so it would be doggy style, and why? It's because you just feel like it's going to come out of your throat. It gets a lot. You're just like, oh my gosh, no, I can't do this anymore. We feel it in your stomach. I'm done.
So my worst sex position is cowgirl. I can't, guys. You know, my feet get really wobbly afterwards, and they get really, really sore. And I can't keep going, because it hurts. It hurts my, what's that called? Abdomen, right? Yeah, my abdomen, it gets really, really sore. So, now for me, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, anything cowgirl is just the worst, you know, so, yeah.
You know what, Ne? There's a sense I'm getting, right? These positions where people like myself want to be fully behind you does not work.
No, it doesn't. But I think first we must first, for those who don't know what cowgirl is, I think we must explain it.
Yeah.
So cowgirl is when the guy is lying down or maybe sitting, depending, you know, where you are, and the girl, you are on top, but you're not facing him. You're facing the opposite direction, and then hence she was complaining about her legs and her abdomen, because it's a full body workout.
It is
a whole full body workout, and depending on your person, sometimes you might even find yourself on tiptoes, you know, just so that you can, you know, get that deep penetration going on, you know. But I fully agree with her. It is a full body workout.
You see, so again, you know what, to a large extent also, hence we always say, I think we always drop these snippets in between our shows. It's a sports, this thing. As much as it's also a pleasure, it's a sports. You know, that is why the guy before these voice notes was saying, you know, it caught him off guard because he maybe physically was not ready for it.
Yeah.
So it's some of these sex positions, it is important for you to be very, very conscious and honest with yourself to say, hey, today, I am not there.
I can't.
I'm not Virgin Active today. I'm not Gym Company today. Today we just keep it basics.
Yeah.
Because it then creates this expectations from your partner that you go, when we go there, because again, because we in the moment, it becomes a spontaneous thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're changing positions, and then all of a sudden you start realizing, oh my God, you're cramping. Because it does happen. Mm-hmm. You know, you cramp because you wanted to, all of a sudden, I was watching a certain porn movie, or I was listening to my friend who said, let's try this, but you were not fully physically in condition.
And it always happens like that. If you are not physically, I don't want to say ready, but if it's not something that you really wanted to do,
yeah,
because maybe you had a long day, you were tired, like physically tired, and then now this person wants to have like this adventurous sex, you are going to get cramps.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your body was just not with it. Your mind maybe was like, okay, yeah. But your body was like,
not today.
Man.
Yeah. And we must understand, guys, we live in a social world. We are busy, we work, yeah. We got all these things, you know. So maybe these type of things, if you gym or you are an active sort of person, maybe then try it after that, you know, after, you know that you've done a workout, your muscles are fully, fully conditioned.
But I think also it's important to always be aware of your partner, you know, the type of person they are, because I might not be the type who's always ready to go. You know, I might need a minute or two before then we can get started. But you do find those people who, bona, wherever you are, they are ready.
Bramastof, light your mind.
Ever ready. Like, Duracell Bunny, man, understand that. So it's important to know your partner.
Listen, follow the cue. Communication is key. Let's listen to a couple more voice notes. Guys, they are, yes. Plenty more to go.
The wheelbarrow. Because I can't do it.
Hi, so one of my worst, I think some of my worst sex positions, or some of the worst sex positions I've tried, definitely 1.1 anal. What is that? Why are we doing that, guys? Cancel. To my rest. No. X. No. So no from me. Was completely uncomfortable. And I tried it a couple of times, because, like, you know how they, like, maybe the first time you're not going to like it. That sex position or style, yeah. And then there's this other style, ne, where, oh my gosh, where it's like you, the girl, right, I don't know what's called, but the girl will be on her fours, and then the guy will be like hitting it from the back, but he's standing on the bed. I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but yeah, I don't like that position. I mean, I feel like the angles are wrong. The angles are all wrong, child. Nothing feels good. Nothing feels good.
Oh my goodness. My worst sex position is, I don't know, I just have this thing of people who don't really appreciate a doggy position, right? I know it sounds really strange and it's really weird, but if I'm giving you an all flat back stance and I'm pulling out the stops for you and you're just not appreciative of it, it's a problem. It becomes a real, real problem. But other than that, we can't talk about others, but it's fine.
Oh my.
Okay, fellas, I don't know about you, but now ever since we started, the common denominator here is doggy. Ladies do not like doggy, guys.
And cowgirl.
So stop flipping them over, ne? They do not like it.
Guys, when you have time, ne? Please go on to our website, www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle. I think it was on recently, on the 1st of September, if not the 2nd of September. we published an article, six positions that she won't like. I am not surprised that the article correlates with what we are listening to.
No.
And I made a joke about it earlier to say that those who are, like us want to be fully behind you. It seems like it doesn't work. It's a common thread, and I like it because it's got it's multi-layered in terms of reasons. Some people think it's not intimate. Some people think physically it's more demanding. Some people are just not turned on.
No,
it just nothing happens. Like we could have just skipped this part of the lesson and continue into something better. So it's really interesting. And the guy who said the wheelbarrow is not his cup of tea, I understand it requires both
upper body
strength of the highest.
Yes.
It requires a lot.
Yeah.
And I understand, hence we're saying some sex positions you build it up.
And you need to have a lot of balance as well, because you literally now you're balancing on with your arms.
Yeah.
And to do that for a very long time, that requires a lot of strength and balance.
Yeah, and without sounding derogatory or sounding like we shaming, we sleep with very different type body types, right?
Yay.
Sometimes you get your thicks, the ones I personally love. You get your people who are fully figured. I want to say big, but who are full figured, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get your slender summer catalog. It varies.
Yeah.
And again, hence I'm saying you need to understand your body. You need to understand where your strength is. I know personally with me, my strength is in my feet.
Yeah.
So I know that whatever I'm going to do on my feet, I'll be fine. I'm always constantly working on my upper body,
which
I know is not the strongest. So you need to constantly be aware, whatever sex position you're going to jump into as a fella, be very, very careful that, remember, in the dance, sometimes, if not most of the time, you control, you're the one who actually then moves the dance motion.
And, I want to speak specifically to the ladies. If your partner suggests a certain sex position, don't shoot it down without trying it first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are those you might not be able to do it, but try it, because you might surprise yourself.
Exactly.
Try it first, and then if it doesn't work for you, tell him, no, this does not work for me.
And after trying, after twice or thrice, then you're able to then say, no.
Yeah, it's just like the lady who spoke about anal, I'm glad she tried it and then realized
multiple times, and
this is not for me. And it's fine.
Yeah.
There are other things that she probably does that she enjoys. But let her partner must now start demanding it.
Mm.
Like, what about you, painting or a drink?
Exactly. It's sex, guys, and we said it in the last time. It shouldn't be painful. Anything but. But here's another thing in conclusion, right? People don't understand, right? Penetrative sex, according to experts, and Dr. Zender said it, it only constitutes 20, if not 30% of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Just only 20 or 30%. So, those people who are so obsessed with, as Kumi would say, you understand? It's only 20%, if it is, right? So, the other 70% is in the fingering, it's in the oral, it's in all of these. So be very cognizant of those things. It doesn't have to be so painful and so hectic, because again, pornography, friends, marijuana,
guys, explore your partner's body.
Exactly.
I used to tell my ex, should he get into an accident and they ask me to identify his body, I'll ask them for bamutubuli.
Yes.
And then I'll be on some, I know this body.
Exactly.
It's him.
Yeah.
Explore each other's body.
Yeah, man.
And get to know you. That's what intimacy is about.
Yeah.
You don't always have to look at this, look at man. No.
Plus, it's going to get hot now, and you're not going to want to find yourself in entanglements.
Now we have to wait after 7 before we can have sex.
Oh, wow. So are we not going to have sex or yam, as Dr. Zenda would say it, up before then? No, man. No.
There's so many ways to pleasure each other.
Guys, and...
so many ways.
This exercise was not to highlight the worst, but it was to highlight there are things that people just don't find that their cup of tea. Yeah. Be creative. Yeah. Be creative around it. And you'll see. It is beautiful once you...
And another disclaimer. Just because your partner does not like a certain sex position that you maybe suggested, that is not a reflection on you.
True.
Yeah. It's just something that they are not comfortable with.
Yeah.
And that is fine.
It's okay, guys.
Find something that you're both comfortable with.
And then when you do it, dala what you must at all times. Dala what you must. Another place you can dala what you must is the social media platforms. So when can people dala?
Oh, people can still find us on Twitter.
Yes.
Daily Sun SA.
Mm-hmm.
We're still on Facebook. Daily Sun.
Yep.
And of course, our forever home, which everybody's loving, which is www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mtsholo, and you can get to see this and 41 other episodes. Yes, guys, we are 8 episodes to our half a century of episodes.
Yeah.
It's hard. You know when the people say, wow, time flies when you're having fun?
Right.
We really are.
Right.
And we were surprised that. Whoa, right. We're really close to 50. And again, a big thank you to you. We're close to 100,000 downloads. The show is growing in leaps and bounds. We get streamed to countries that we never thought that we will be streamed to. People listen to us, and it is because of you. Yes, you who takes the time and who streams us, we are highly, highly appreciative. Guys, it's spring. It doesn't mean that because the weather patterns are going to get hotter, the bedroom is not going to get any hotter. It's still going to get hot. But when it gets hot, please make sure, guys, that you are fully strapped.
Yeah.
Condomized, guys. As a belief.
Always, always, always.
Another thing, thank the Lord that your boy, okay, I got my first jab. I still need to take my second jab. But I've jabbed! And it's important, like, and the lady of the house who's already jabbed way before us.
Yeah.
It's important, guys.
That's our role.
Yes, guys, it's important that you also get your jab. Visit your nearest vaccination centers. It seems like every single week they're opening new ones.
Yeah.
Closer to you. Guys, please make sure. They're talking about the fourth wave. There's a C.1.2 variant already.
You must know it's bad.
So please, guys, we want to have a joyous festive season. As a belief, guys, please go get your jab. If you're uncertain, visit your nearest vaccination center. Visit your nearest hospital or medical center. Find out all you need to know about the vaccinations. Visit the government websites. Visit every single platform. Do not listen to conspiracy theories on social media. I have not felt a microchip on my shoulder yet. I think Humi's vaccinated way before. She hasn't felt anything as of yet.
Nobody's following me. Nobody's tracking me. I still can't climb up walls.
Yeah.
You know.
And the microwave hasn't still picked up the frequency.
Well, I gotta say that. There's no 5G in my house.
So, other than the ones that we're paying for.
Yeah, you know. So, it's all gravy, guys.
Yeah,
it's all gravy.
So, guys, please make sure. Please make sure that you go get yourself vaccinated. Once again, a big thank you to all the voice notes that we received. There were more, but unfortunately, we are... running on the on the confines of time, but thank you so much to everyone who participated on this week's show, and we hope that you, yeah, guys, those who want to be fully behind people, be very cognizant, be very creative, as Oshumi said, and find innovative ways to have fun. But once again, big thank you to you and everybody who listened. If you see me and Oshumi in the streets, but me in particular, know that I'm still Bring Simbella, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And I'm still Rumi Siyabi, still without an outro, but it's warmer now, so it's aight.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Always. Sharp, sharp.